going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I was feeling it now. He know what time it is. Got to bring the man back.
They do got to bring the song back. Kyle, would you bring the song back?
No.
We got to do something, man. We got to do something.
I feel like this song does get him going.
Yeah. And I remember, what were they, shimmying when he was out there?
He
was in the dugout. And he was, there was more life in the dugout when Garrett Stubbs was there.
The problem is that they're trying to do the same things year after year.
It's getting stale.
They can't bring this song back.
Well, it's not the song, but it's the cheap vibes officer.
Well, first of all, and actually this sort of goes to another thing that Jason Kelce was saying. I think you quoted Jeff Stoutland in that, guys, you're not going to see people getting their asses kicked and celebrating and having a great time. Like, it would be very inappropriate for them to be playing this in the locker room right now.
Right, I agree.
I think that to loosen up the locker room.
They do seem tense.
They seem off, Kyle.
I know they do.
I'm trying to fix it.
But the culture comes after winning. I always think that the culture thing gets overblown. Well, like, if you win, the culture will seem better.
I will say this. There's something to be said about having somebody in the locker room that allows you to come to work and not feel tight, be loose.
Did you guys have one of those on your teams?
Yeah.
Who was that guy?
Probably you.
Sometimes might be looking
it was
at
me
him.
With the music. I played. I guess the best way to describe it is the music was, I had to tone it down when Andy got there because
Andy wasn't feeling the music.
Andy wasn't liking all those cuss words. So
he didn't strike me as a cuss word guy.
No, he didn't like all the cuss words. But we had fun. We had fun in the locker room, man. But I remember early on, you know, it was Donovan. I remember one of the first times where we used to have something on Friday where we eat in the locker room.
Mm. Fast food Friday, right?
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah. We would have that. And I remember one of the first ones we had. Donovan walked up to the trough with just a pair of jock strap on. and everybody kind of, like, this was his rookie year.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what's wrong with this cat? Like, it was
weird.
It was
like the air guitar.
Yeah.
I mean, Donovan, for as much as, and it kind of is a little bit like the Bryce with the blue bat thing. It's one of those things where if it works, everyone points to it and goes, look at him, you know, it was tense. He can't. But when it doesn't work, like when you're playing the air guitar and then you lose by 40 points in the playoffs.
It's irritating.
It's when it backfires. But
it's irritating.
One thing that has surprised me today is the lack of criticism for Rob Thompson. So I want to ask you, Hugh, what do you think this poll is coming out with, our Twitter poll for the day? And by the way, the Twitter question is sponsored by PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing that others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. So, do you normally guess the poll percentage?
Sometimes.
You want to do it today?
Well, it's in my favor.
Okay. I feel like I like your chance to stay in this one. So we put out there on Twitter, the biggest problem with the Phillies right now is, and the three options, the players, Dave Dombrowski, and Rob Thompson. You want to guess who's winning this poll?
I'm going to say, I think it's between Dombrowski and the players. I think I'm going to go with the players. It's probably Dombrowski, but I'm going to say the players.
All right. The players are winning the poll. So you got that one. The players, 68% of the blame. Dombrowski, 24%. Rob Thompson, only 8%. And I do understand why Rob Thompson will be third, but I feel like a lot of what we've talked about today is not, like, we've talked about their approach at the plate, but it's a lot of, they look tense. They look disinterested. They, you know, all these things. that is on Rob Thompson too. Like, it is on the players, and I think the players have to be better at you know, policing each other. But when your manager is just sitting there, no emotion on his face all the time, like, that matters too. So, and I know they come from Girardi, who was, you know, a different type of manager.
He was more of a crack the whip type of
right.
guy, wasn't
he? And so I think sometimes teams do
overcorrect. He was pretty sleepy when he was here, though.
But didn't he...
Girardi?
Yeah.
No, Girardi
was... Oh, he was disinterested when he got here. That's
Girardi
right.
did like one performative, get in the ump's face one right. time. He was notoriously like, you know, you wanted to poke him with a stick sometimes.
But
in the dugout.
I do think the Rob Thompson moment where he could have came out and fought that pitch against JT, like...
Yeah.
I could just imagine you poking somebody with a stick. What are you doing?
Just see if there's a freaking
still alive.
I do have to get to... We have a quick update / non-update on Christopher Sanchez.
Okay.
Very important after what happened last night. Forearm soreness usually is one of the initial indicators that, you know, he could be headed for something disastrous. Tommy John surgery. Mm. Just a couple things. One from Todd Zalecki here. No real update on Christopher Sanchez other than he's feeling better. He wanted to play catch today. Not sure if that'll happen or not. No MRI exam scheduled yet. And Thompson wouldn't rule shuffling the rotation around and Sanchez pitching late next week. And then Destiny Legardo adds, doesn't sound like further testing is required yet. So this seems like positive news in terms of, you know, Sanchez, Tommy John front.
I mean, I'm no doctor. I would think, like, what's the harm of doing testing? So the fact that they are not even seemingly going to do it would speak to them feeling very confident about where things are at. Because if you even have any worry, I think you have testing. So he wanted to play catch today. That's a good sign,
yeah.
too.
So, and by all accounts, he's feeling better. So I think as of right now, we can at least take a little bit of a sigh of relief.
Yeah, so I was texting last night during the game with James Seltzer. And, you know, I was flipping out more about, like, you know, they're only down one. No one has belief. And he kept saying, no, the big deal with this is Sanchez. So the fact that it seems like he's going to be okay, that is absolutely massive.
Yeah, because you don't need that Tommy John. Not now.
Well, and
now
also,
he looked like he's one of the better arms that we have.
And the last caller brought it up. It's true. He is one of the only players on the team that is outperforming their salary right now. So good news to hear that he is going to be okay. Let's get back to the phones. Let's hear from Bam in Upper Darby. Bam, what up, man? Good
Bam.
To hear from you.
ESP, what's up, buddy?
What up? Good to hear from you, man. I'm happy to see your name on the call board.
Thank you. Appreciate it. What's up, Hugh?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
I was almost about to have a Shaq moment, man.
For real? Did you, like, I'm telling you, man, that's why. Hey, man, ain't nothing wrong wearing a diaper, man. Especially if nobody knows.
Excuse me.
I'd be curious to know the context of this conversation.
Well, you know, Shaq had a moment.
Yeah, Shaq had a moment.
That's right. Forgot about that.
You suggested adult diapers.
It's a big diaper. It's a big diaper. Though.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah, I don't know if you're hiding that one.
Yeah. But, I really think it's the player's fault, man. These bullpen guys are not living up to their expectations. Nola's not living up to his expectations. He got paid all that money to do what? You're owing what? He's owing what? 6? 0-5 now?
Something like that. I mean, his ERA, I think it might be under 6 now. But, yeah, he's only started 4 games, I think. So, but, yeah, they've lost all his starts.
Yes. And Bryce needs to stop his pandering, man. Really does. He really needs to stop his pandering.
So I'm actually okay with the pandering, but I think it is just, again, one of those things where when you're winning, it's like fun.
Nobody cares.
Right, but when you're losing, then it's like, well, why are you focused so much on giving the fanatic a birthday present? Like, I do get that. And I do agree with you on the players. I do think with the bullpen, Dombrowski maybe carries some of that blame. Like, if you take a gamble on low-salary guys and that doesn't work out, like, that is on Dombrowski. I don't even know if I would say, who in the bullpen do you think has underperformed based off what they were supposed to be. Like Kirkering maybe, but some of these guys that they brought in were not supposed to be, or at least were not good enough to be like the solution.
Yeah, I mean, Romano was, I guess, supposed to be the de facto Jeff Hoffman replacement.
Yeah, but Romano, didn't he have arm concerns coming into the year or something like that?
Well, yeah, I mean, his velocity was dipping
right.
really badly. So.
Oh, hey, can I leave you with two things? ESPN Hugh and Kyle?
What you got, man?
All right. Jordan Romano, right? He looked so bad the other day. What day was that? The Saturday game?
Mm-hmm.
Man, I would have took Jose Mesa over that, man.
I haven't heard that name in a minute.
Yeah, Jose
was that
Mesa.
The game where afterwards he said, I got the pitches I wanted, they just hit him? Or something like that. Yeah. That was not encouraging, that he did what he wanted to do and he still got bad.
I thought it was encouraging
because he wasn't discouraged about his
performance. He's a company man.
I guess that's fair.
And ESP, my last thing for you, right, brother? I'll see you at the next Union game, brother.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Yo, you got to. Look, I mean, I know no one wants to talk union right now, but that was a big win on Saturday.
Yes.
So I don't give a shit.
All right, here we go. Well, bam, we'll hang at the next union game. Kyle's not invited. So, unless you want to come, Kyle. You ever been to a union game?
No.
Dude, I'm telling you, they're a lot of fun. Whether
they
you like soccer
fun.
Or not.
I've been. I've yeah, got the chance to bang the drum.
Yeah, come on, Kyle. We'll have some drinks
before. A few beverages involved. Yeah. You can talk me
it's
into a lot of things.
It's not far from where I live, either.
No, it's not.
Go, yeah, catch an Uber.
Maybe we'll get in Hugh's minivan. Yeah, or not Hugh's minivan, Joe's minivan.
Yeah, catch an Uber and exactly. Go ahead and cover.
That is the one
beverages.
Thing, though. I do wish it was closer to the city.
It's like right down the street from me.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're out.
That, does make it a little tough. Yeah. Like just taking the Broad Street line.
Is
the
nice.
Complex.
Yeah. Union got into the city. But I know no one cares about the union right now. So let's go to Terrence in Springfield. What up, Terrence? Good to hear from you.
Hugh. Kyle, my man, ESP, man.
What up?
I usually don't get to get on when you want there.
No, I know. It's good to hear from you. I love hearing you call in, so happy to talk to you.
So, man, I told Kyle, at first I told him Dave Mavosky, but it's got to be Bryce Harper, too. Bryce Harper has put the LeBron hat on and wanted his boys to be here. But when your boys ain't producing, and this is year after year after year, something's got to give. And I said it the other day, man. I heard Kelce say it. I heard Hugh say it. There's no fire. There's no energy in this team. This team is like they're dead men walking. Like, they have no energy. They have no spunk. They have no fire. And to me, that's on Topper also. Like, so I'm gonna break this down. I'm going to go, this is going to be a little, mostly on Navarski because he's the GM. It's going to be a little bit on Harper and Topper also because Topper is the manager. When do you see the Eagles had this kind of collapse besides the collapse they had?
That was a small sample size. Outside of that, Nick has always – you look at 2021 when the Eagles – I think they started 1-3 that year or 2-3 or something like that. They rebounded from that, right? Even this past year, starting 2-2, which by the way – people do bring this up, but I think it's fair. If you look at, I think it's the past 100 games for the Phillies or whatever, they're a 500 team. The Eagles, over that collapse and then the first four games of this past season, also had a really bad record.
Very similar.
But they fought out of it. And Nick deserves a ton of credit. And you're right, Terrence. Like, this is a time for Rob Thompson to show that he can control his clubhouse.
Maybe Rob needed to cut his hair.
He shaved his head.
And yell at some fans.
Yeah. Can you imagine he shows up in the bullpen, the dugout today? You
know, with a bald head.
Yeah, no hat, just a bald head.
Yeah, he look a little weird, but yeah, go for it.
Do something.
Shake it up, man.
My thing, guys, the Eagles, they still made the playoffs when they had these tough stretches.
the Phillies, like, their bats, it's become a consistent issue. Now it's the bullpen, and something has to give. Bryce has to, he has to lead better.
Yeah.
I know he was asking for these contracts and all that, but you got to produce on the field, because the last couple of years, you guys have been backpedaling from the World Series. And to me, guys, I feel like when they peaked that year, when they shouldn't, when they wasn't supposed to peak, maybe that was a kind of like they were blind leading us kind of. Because when they went supposed to make it to the playoffs that year when Girardi got fired and they went to go play Houston. Maybe that was who they are, and we didn't see that. So maybe we got kind of, hoodwinked and thinking this team, they were something that they weren't.
Yeah, and look, Terrence, thanks so much.
So basically, Terrence saying they overachieved. That's basically what he's saying.
It's funny because if you look at the Eagles and that collapse, right, they still in some ways, not now, but for a while, they really carried the scars from that collapse. And people brought up like, you know, that stretch. And it does seem like the Phillies live off of a small sample size compared to what they've truly been over the last few years. Just a reminder quickly, this hour on 94 WIP is fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance from your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car to 94 only at Sunoco. Let's get in a few more calls here. I really want to hear who you guys are most frustrated with. I do think I'm going to take this caller. I love him, despite the fact he does root for the Dallas Cowboys. Cowboy Jim, what up, buddy?
What have I done to deserve this?
Kyle seems thrilled.
There seems to be a recurring thing going on with Hugh over there.
Yeah.
Having a hard time finding a place to live. So he had a hard time in New York, probably in Atlanta.
That's a good point, yeah.
He was cooking too much bacon in Atlanta, and he wasn't looking for a place to live in Philadelphia. So I'm thinking, like, dating a woman and looking for a place to live is really difficult with you because it's, you know, he's very picky.
Well, it sounds like Delaware he's settled in a little bit.
No, you know what's funny? When I moved to Atlanta, it wasn't hard to find a place in Atlanta. It really wasn't hard.
How long were you in Atlanta? You were there
for like 10 years.
Yeah, I was about to say. Yeah.
It wasn't hard to find a place in Atlanta. It's just up here. Because everywhere, I stayed in Buckhead. So, you know, it was a bunch of places to stay in Buckhead.
Bunch of places. I know. Yeah. I used to live there, too. A bunch of places.
And you know, as you know, Cowboy Jim, in Buck, like, all you had to do is wake up and go outside in Buckhead. Like, there was an abundance.
Not so much Delaware.
Are you talking women or places to live?
Abundance.
A little bit of both. Abundance in general.
Lululemons and everything else, right?
Sundresses.
And slather Vaseline.
Are you
going to
try the Lululemons?
Hell no. But I'm like, with my big ass, and some Lululemons, man.
Comfortable is probably what you look like.
They don't make them in my size.
Nick Foles has them.
Everybody calm down.
Me and Nick Foles are not the same size.
Cut that audio. There we go. Yeah.
No.
Set that one up.
A lot of girth. Yeah. I just thought about
it. Kyle's always ruining it. Kyle, you're always ruining it. People just have some fun.
No, like every one of your calls?
Excuse me.
I am top five caller. Jack Fritz said I'm a top five caller.
I don't care what he says.
You will treat me differently now.
Kyle's a little surly today.
So, Cowboy Jim, are you a Phillies fan or do you root for like the Rangers or something like that?
I gave up on the Phillies a few years ago.
He's a Dodgers brother.
But you haven't given up on the Cowboys?
I will never give up on the Cowboys. I gave up on the Phillies and the Sixers.
Okay.
Because this way, I don't like, it seems to be a player driven. Like basketball is a player driven to me. That's the way I see it. The Phillies are player driven. So what the Phillies need to do is, who is hiring and firing over there at the Phillies? That's what we need to find out. Because what they need to do is a Luka deal. Like, cut the cord.
Wow.
Okay. All right. So be done with them. Because I don't care if you love them. If you have a song when you go up to play, you know, off the bat, I don't care. Just get rid of them and move on. Good luck in the draft tomorrow night, losers. Bye.
All right, Cowboy Jim. I mean, the Cowboys, I think, have quite a bit of work to do. But did we just get our first trade Bryce call? And does it count if it's from Cowboy Jim?
No, it does not count.
Does not count?
No,
you would agree?
So. By the way,
trade Bryce?
He mentioned Hugh and the incident on the airwaves at Atlanta. Have you ever heard this?
I don't know if I have.
So Hugh got in trouble it was during the pandemic, and he was doing his show from his home.
Okay.
And he was caught cooking bacon on the air.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
And okay. like and And we found the audio, and it's so much better than you would have ever possibly thought. I'll play it for you.
Still no, because yeah. It's still like you go up there and you're vulnerable. Like
you immediately learn musical taste.
Hugh Douglas.
What?
Hugh damn Douglas.
What?
Hugh Douglas. What the hell, man?
Is that bacon? It is bacon. It is bacon, Hugh.
But you can hear that? Wait, let me just
Hugh Douglas, piece. It's a microphone!
Wait, but just let me turn this last piece of bacon, man. Let me turn this bacon and then we can...
No, go ahead, Hugh. We'll wait for you.
We can just wait. We can just
wait for you here. It's okay.
Okay, it's turned. Okay, I'm back.
How much bacon were you cooking there?
I cooked. It was like,
that was like the loudest bacon. So where did you have it?
Well, like, I usually cook, like, when I cook bacon, I cook like the pack. Like, okay. I got a big ass pan.
I mean, I guess there's some logic for cooking it all at once.
No, I'm saying I got the big ass pan. And that day, I learned that if you put a little bit of water in the bacon, it'll help keep it flatter. So you put the top on and you cook it.
So where was the microphone in relation
to? Well, it was one.
Were you not on the stove?
No, it was one of them Bobby Brown microphones. You know,
oh,
I had the
so
brick.
You could move around.
I could move around with it. I had a long cord, so I was in the kitchen cooking.
It's just funny to picture. I mean, whatever is happening in Atlanta that day, everyone's freaking out.
No, it was the pandemic. Like, dude, when I tell you, like, I guess it was different down there than it was here because the governor, they shut the whole city down. Like, nobody was, like, you would walk outside and you thought you were in I Am Legend.
But you could still get bacon.
No, yeah, because the grocery store, you could walk to the grocery store. And when you go in the store, you know, there was nobody in the store. There was no toilet paper.
Right.
And it was, you know, I had the bacon before.
That's what you need diapers for.
Yeah, I had the bacon before, man. But I like all the supplies I had before the pandemic hit.
Just
but when
the
it
sound,
hit, it was
the
weird.
The sound of that bacon is so much louder than I expected.
Yeah,
I never thought that would be that
every
clear.
Time I hear that, man, I want bacon. This is some good bacon.
Did you hear that?
He said you could hear that?
No, it wasn't even Hatfield bacon either at the time.
All right,
we got Hatfield bacon.
Let's squeeze one more caller
Famous
in here.
Club.
We do have leading off coming up, though, so if you want to talk Phil's, hang on. Let's go to Dorothy from Norristown. Dorothy, how you doing?
Dorothy.
Fine, how are you?
Good to hear from you, Dorothy. How you doing?
Good. A couple things. I think the players are responsible for what's going on.
Yeah.
I think what they need to do is each take their own evaluation of themselves. Because there's so many different things that are happening that aren't good. So you can't have a generalized meeting and just throw out what's happening because people don't hear you then. They need for it to come one-on-one, personal.
But doesn't the leadership of the team have to do that? Like, I get what you're saying. They all have to look internally. But there has to be someone leading this group.
No. What they need to do is have every player write down one thing, just one thing, that they would do differently or they should do differently.
I guess. I mean, look, and Dorothy, thanks so much for the call. I appreciate it. I do think, obviously, they all have to look internally on this. It all has to start with their own self-evaluation. But it also has to come from one of the best players on the team. Like today, if they fall behind 2-0, look, I know Zach Wheeler's on the mound, so hopefully you hope you get a good outing from him. But I'm going to have my eyes on
how... You need a good outing.
You have to give him.
You need a good showing today.
Well, that's the point I'm
making. It's April. I mean, and not to cut you off, ESPN.
No,
it's April. It's not a must win, but sure as hell would be nice to get a win day.
I think it's one of those. It's as close to a must win as a game in April.
Yeah.
April could get. And yeah. I'll say this too. They have to win the game for sure. But I also think they just need a good performance for themselves. If you lose a game 4-3 and it's not. Not great, but they have to come up and fight. That's exactly right. So on the other side, we're going to preview this game. Big one coming up against the Mets. A chance to salvage the series. So leading off is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show.
No, it's not.
Swing for the fences with the Fence Authority. They've been providing the Delaware Valley with fences for almost 3 decades. With 4 stores throughout the region and one of the largest inventories of wood, vinyl, and aluminum fencing, the Fence Authority makes your next fence as easy as 1, 2, 3. Do it yourself or get it installed with the best workmanship warranties in the country. So swing for the fences at the Fence Authority. Your new fence is waiting at fenceauthority.com.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports?
You can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.